Gospel of John, chapter 10. And our text for this evening, as we continue this short series on the great I Ams of John's Gospel, our text then is verse 9. The Lord Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. We have before us, in the words of our text, another remarkable statement from the lips of our Savior. Remarkable because in the space of four words, the Lord Jesus presents us with his deity, declaring, I am. And then we see his humility, for he says, I am the door. What a marvel is this, that the great I Am should condescendingly call himself a door. Yet this is so typical of our dear Savior. For when he speaks of himself, he does not use lofty imagery or far-fetched metaphors. Instead, he talks of himself one day as water, and on another day as bread. And here he deigns to call himself a door. For you see, the Lord always used language that people could understand. He never preached sermons that went away above the heads of his hearers. It was no wonder then that it was said of him that the common people heard him gladly. It is no wonder that it is written of him that people came unto him out of every city just to hear his word. And here once again he uses language that is plain and simple and easy to be understood. For he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now the meaning of these words is easily understood. He means that, as by passing through a door, a person may enter into a house, so by, through Christ, by faith, we enter into eternal life. We enter into the true church, and ultimately we shall enter into heaven itself. But Christ is the door. So let us take a closer look at this wonderful statement of the Lord Jesus when he said, I am the door. And let us see what we may learn from it. May the Lord tonight give us ears to hear and a heart that is open and ready to receive the truth. First of all, we see that the door is a person. For it is Christ who is speaking. And the Lord Jesus said, I am the door. And so we see that the way into the kingdom of heaven is not by a thing, but through a person. And the person, of course, is Christ. Now, when you look at these words, we see that the Lord Jesus speaks, first of all, of a specific door. I am the door. The Lord is most specific. I am the door. I am. He is God. Before Abraham was, the Savior said, I am. And the Lord is making it clear that He is the door to the kingdom of heaven. That if the sinner is to enter into the kingdom of heaven, then he must come God's way. I am the door. I am is God. Jesus is God. And if a sinner is to be saved, he must be saved God's way. He can only be saved God's way. He can only be saved through Him who is the great I Am. There are, of course, those who want to go to heaven, but they don't want to go to God. They don't want to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and come under His rule and His discipline. No, they want their sin and they want salvation. You can't have both. They want a way of this life, the life of always lived. That's what they want. But they want heaven at the same time. Can't have both. It's one or the other. And the Lord Jesus says, I am the door. Tens of thousands today believe that the church is the door to the kingdom of heaven. No. Jesus said, I am the door. Thousands believe that Mary is the door into the kingdom of heaven. No, Jesus said, I am the door. And still thousands more believe that the priest is the door to the kingdom of heaven. But no, a thousand times no, Jesus said, I am the door. And in many today believe the minister is the door. Yes, in Protestant churches there are those who believe the minister is the door. The minister will get them into the kingdom of heaven. Christ says, I am the door. Not the minister, not the pastor, not the priest, not the pope, not the church. I am the door. Christ is the door. I am the door. I am the God of salvation. Listen to the words of the prophet, the words of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said, look unto me and be ye saved. Look unto me. Don't look unto the church, look unto me. Don't be looking to the priest, look unto me. Don't be looking at the pastor, look unto me. Jesus said, look unto me and be ye saved. All the ends of the earth, for I am God. See? Salvation is found in God alone. For I am God and there is none else. There is none else. God is the one who saves, not man, not the church, not the rites, not the ceremonies of the church, but Jesus Christ alone. I am God and there is none else. Notice further, the Lord said, I am the door. It's a specific door, it's a single door. I am the door. He didn't say, I am a door. That's important. Some might ask, do you mean to say there is only one door? Do you mean to say there is no other entrance into heaven? Yes, that's what I mean to say. Because that's what the Lord Jesus said. He said, I am the door. That exposes the error put out by modernists, ecumenists, and apostates. You know what their message is, of course. Well, there are many ways of entering into heaven. As long as you're sincere, you'll get into heaven. If the Muslim is sincere in what he believes, then he'll be there. If the Romanist is sincere in what he believes, then he'll be there. If the Buddhist is sincere in what he believes, then he'll be there. And you'll hear on Wednesday night the statements of some of these ministers, and some of them said that they believe that men do not even need to hear the gospel. They don't need to be told about the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll still get into heaven. What ignorance. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. If a soul is to be saved, they must enter in through Christ by faith. It's a single door. There's not half a dozen doors. There's not 100 doors. There's not a door representing every religion in the world. There's but one door, and Christ is the door. I am the door. Muhammad's not the door. The Pope is not the door. Buddha is not the door. Jesus is the door. He's the only door. There may be 12 gates in the New Jerusalem, but there's only one door to get to the New Jerusalem. And Christ is the only door. Miss that only door. Miss the one door, and you miss heaven. Miss that one door, and you'll enter the gates of hell. It's one or the other. Again, when you listen to these ministers and religious leaders on Wednesday night in that program, it's all so vague with them. It's all the way up in the air somewhere. They can't give you a definite answer. And as I say, some of them even went as far as saying that a person doesn't need to hear the gospel. What absolute nonsense. Only showing their own ignorance. Paul says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Heaven is a place for believers. And how shall they believe if they have not heard? Need to hear the gospel. That's the truth of God's word. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's a specific door. It's a single door. It's a special door. For Jesus said, I am the door. That makes it special. Being the only door into the kingdom of heaven would surely make this door special. The fact that there is a door whereby man may enter into heaven makes this a special door. Think for a moment of what it would be like if there was no door at all whereby man may be admitted into heaven. Think of it. If there was no door into the kingdom. If you were to read your Bible and read about heaven, about the joys of heaven, the happiness, the peace of heaven, the singing in heaven, the pleasures of heaven. And you read all this about heaven and you say, well, how do I get there? And the preacher said to you, you can't get there. There's no door in the kingdom of heaven. We'd be of all men most miserable. But thank God there is a door. reminds me of an amusing incident that happened when I was the minister in Newton Abbey. We were building the new church. And there was a dear man there, a pensioner, and his heart was really in the work. And he was wondering how or what he could do to raise some money for the building program. He was good with his hands and carpentry work, and he decided to make birdhouses. And he thought if he made these birdhouses and painted them, and then they could be sold and the money given to the building program. And one day he phoned the manse and said, "Of some birdhouses, can I bring them around?" I says, "Come on ahead." So he came around to the house, had a trailer on the back of the car, and he reversed up into the driveway, and he must have had, I'm sure, about 100 of these things. All built, made, put together, nailed together, and all painted. And he left them off at the back of the manse, and I went out to have a look at them, and they looked all right. And then on closer examination, there was something he forgot. He forgot to put a door on them. They're all birdhouses, but there wasn't a door on one of them. What were the birds going to do? He forgot to put a door in the birdhouses. Well, thank God, heaven has a door to it. And Christ is the door. And that makes it special. Thankfully, heaven is not a house without a door. Because the Lord said, "I am the door." So we see that the door is a person. And then we have the door and the promise. The Lord said, "I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved." There's the promise. "I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved." There's the promise, he shall be saved. Here is a promise that ought to be like music to the ear of the sinner. "I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Notice he said, "by me." There's the stipulation. There's the stipulation. You must come by me. You can't come into heaven by any other way. You must come by me. Just go over a couple of chapters, a few chapters. Chapter 14. Chapter 14 of John, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There it is again. That's the stipulation. "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." There the Lord makes it clear that there is no other way and there is no other door. Can be made any plainer than that. No other way and no other door. And to get into the kingdom of heaven, you must come by me, Jesus said. Salvation is experienced. And heaven is gained by Jesus Christ and no one else. No one else. Some think that it is by the church door or the baptismal door or the confirmation door. Well, if you're baptized, well, if you're confirmed, well, if you're a good church member, that's the door into the kingdom. Not at all. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." It's by Christ. He is the only one who has the right who has the right to be the door into the kingdom of heaven. Because he is God. He is the only one who has the right to admit men into the kingdom of heaven, because he is the one who has opened the way through his atoning death and finished work at Calvary. It's through his work. Trust in his finished work that a sinner may enter into the kingdom by Jesus Christ, the door. That's why he says, I am the door. Because I have opened the way. I have paved the way. And I am the door. No one else has the right. There is a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. It's at Calvary's cross is where we begin when we come as sinners to Jesus. It's the stipulation. By me. Then you have the scope. For the Lord Jesus said, by me if any man enter in. Any man. We said a few minutes ago that these words ought to be music to the ears of sinners. By me if any man. What wonderful words they are. Any man. Here is the wide. Here is the broad invitation that the Lord Jesus gives to sinners. He says, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. But Christ did not say, by me, if any prince or king enter in, they shall be saved. That would disqualify quite a few of us. That would disqualify quite a few. Neither did he say, by me, if any highly intelligent person enter in. I know that would disqualify me straight away. I know that for sure. Neither did he say, by me, if any upright person, any clean living person, any church going person enter in, they may be saved. That would disqualify quite a few. No, he didn't say any of those things. Praise his name, he said, by me, if any man. Any man. Enter in. They shall be saved. Yes, any man from the slums of our cities may enter in and be saved. Any man from the hell holes of vice may enter in. May enter in. The Lord said, any man may enter in and be saved. Any man that walks on the broad road to a lost eternity may enter in. That's how broadly the Lord casts this invitation. Any man. And the promise is that any man that enters in, they shall be saved. Next we notice the steps. By me, if any man enter in. You see, they must take the step. They must enter in. If Christ is the door, then the sinner must enter in through the door. You stand outside the door, you're lost. And there are those who look at the door. But they never enter in. They look at the door of salvation and they wish to enter in. And they would like to be saved and they would like to become a Christian. They would like to live the life of a Christian. And they stand looking at the door. But they never enter. They never take the step. And they end up in hell. They know that the life that they're living now is no good. No good. It'll lead to their ruin and their destruction, but they never enter in. They stand looking at the door. Like that person we read about in Mark 10. In Mark 10 and verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And the Lord ministered to him. And they answered, verse 20, and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. It's as if he's standing looking at the door. He's inquired about eternal life. He would like to know the way to eternal life. He would like to be saved. But the Lord Jesus, beholding him, loved him, said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come. Come. Come in through the door, is what he's saying. Take that step. Come and take up the cross and follow me. He wasn't prepared to do that. He wasn't prepared to take the step. And he was sad at that saying. And went away grieved. For he had great possessions. He went away. He came up to the door. Christ is the door. He came up to the door. He wanted to enter in through the door. He inquired about eternal life. And the Lord exhorted him. He said, Come. Enter in. But he went away. He went away. We don't know if that young man ever entered in through the door because we never read about him again. He went away. Many have spent their time looking at the door, looking at salvation, looking at Christ, saying they'd love to be saved, love to be a Christian, but they never take the step. Jesus said, if any man enter in, that's the step. There are those who not only look at the door, but they spend their time lingering at the door. How many are lost tonight? How many have gone out into outer darkness who once lingered at the door of salvation? They came so close at the minister, so close that the praying friends thought they would take the step and enter in. They were waiting any day now. That person will get saved. We can see it. They're concerned. They're under conviction. It can't be long now before they take the step and enter in. And they linger at the door. Like the one we read about in Mark 12. Mark 12, verse 28. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceived that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And again the Lord ministered to him. Verse 32. And the scribe said unto him, Well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God and there is none other but He. He knew the way. And then in verse 34 we read, And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, or with understanding, He said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Not far. He was at the door. He was lingering at the door. Did he ever enter in? We're not told. Not far from the kingdom. Oh, how many have come so close, so near, so near to taking the step, but they never do. And for months, many years, they linger at the door, but they never step inside. Reminds us of King Agrippa. He lingered at the door, but he said to Paul, Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. That's how near he was, almost persuaded. He was at the door, but he never entered in. There is then the steps. There is here the scope. Any man, there is the stipulation by me, and there is the salvation. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's an out-of-date term today, isn't it? Saved. Don't hear too many people talking about being saved. It's the language the Lord used. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Let's not be afraid to use that word, saved. Can we say tonight, yes, I'm saved? Have you entered in through the door? Saved. What does it mean to the sinner? It means to be saved from sin. It means to be saved from the guilt of sin. It means to be saved from the power of sin. It means to be saved from the punishment of sin. It means to be saved from what you have been in the past. Saved from a life of sinfulness to a life of holiness. It means to be saved to enter into the kingdom of heaven. What a grand salvation this is. Notice something. Notice how the Lord always deals in certainties. If any man enter in, he shall be. That's certain, is it not? He shall be saved. You see, it is possible to be saved and to know it and be sure of it. Shall be saved. Referring again to one of those interviews that our brother DeCaneo did with a minister. Well, that was the name she gave herself, this minister. Mr. DeCaneo asked her, she's a minister. She's supposed to be leading a flock. She's supposed to be teaching the truth to the people, telling them how they can be saved. She didn't know the first thing about it. But he asked her, are you sure of going to heaven? Are you sure you'll be in heaven? And she hemmed and she hawed. And she went all around the answer. And then at last she said, well, I certainly hope so. Well, dear helper, that's all she has is just a hope so. The Lord Jesus said, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. That's not a hope so. That means you can be dead on certain. Yes, I know some say, well, you're just being presumptuous. You shouldn't be so presumptuous about heaven. We can't possibly know that we're going to heaven. Oh, yes, we can. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. There it is. That ye have eternal life. See, all you have to do is to take the Lord at his word. Enter in through the door, shall be saved. Are you saved? Can you say you're saved tonight? Can you say you're saved? Can you say that if you were to die tonight, you would be in the kingdom of heaven? Something to consider. If you're not saved, you need to get to the door. If you're not saved, you need to enter in through the door by faith in Jesus Christ. Finally, you have the door and the provision. What did the Lord Jesus say? He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. There's the provision. The Lord being the door of the sheepfold, he tells us that he'll provide for his sheep. They'll go in and out and find pasture. Go in and out. Look at what follows salvation. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And. You see, there's something after salvation. Salvation is not just the end of it all. Why? Salvation is only the beginning. There are many things to follow after salvation. Salvation is only the beginning of a wonderful life. For there is the and of happiness. There is the and of hope. There is the and of heaven. There is the and of blessing, 1,000 blessings. Shall be saved and. There's always an and. We go on to inherit all that is in Jesus Christ. We enjoy the blessings of his love and his grace and his mercy and his provision. There's an and. That's what follows. What follows and what freedom? Do those words not speak to us of freedom? He shall go in and out. In and out. And find pasture. They speak to us of freedom. Do they not speak to us of liberty? When he purchased salvation for his own, he purchased their freedom. For he breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood avails for me. It's through his blood that we have liberty. It's through his blood we have freedom. He breaks the power. He breaks the chains. And he gives us liberty. Isn't that why he came? Luke 4, verse 18. He came to preach deliverance to the captives. To set at liberty them that are bruised. And did he not say, if the Son of Man therefore shall make you free, ye are free indeed. John 8, verse 36. Great to be free. Great to be liberated. Great to have the chains that once bound us to the things of this world at last broken and smashed. We're set free. We're no longer slaves to sin. We're servants of the Most High God. We've been set free. Praise God for the one who liberated us and set us free. What follows salvation? There's the and. What freedom and what findings we have here. For the Lord said, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Find pasture. Wouldn't the devil tell you? The devil, I'm sure, told you before you got saved, well, if you get saved, that's the end of your life. If you get saved, how are you going to enjoy yourself? If you give your heart to the Lord, why you'll not be able to go here and go there and go the other place? You'll not be able to do this and do that and do the other thing. He's a liar, of course. Why, when we got saved, that was when we started to live. That's when we enjoyed true happiness. We enjoyed just the pleasures of sin for a season. But in Christ we have love and life and everlasting joy. And here's his provision. You'll find pastures. That's what you'll find. Isn't that what David said in the Shepherd's Psalm? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, when you enter into Christ, he'll meet your every need. He'll supply your every need. You'll never go wanting. He will lead you to find the green pastures. Take the step tonight, if you know not Christ, step in through the door. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out, and find pasture. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord and Eternal Father, write the word in hearts tonight. Save souls, Lord, through thy word. And our gracious Lord, wherever thy word is heard tonight, may souls, Lord, at last enter in through Christ the door.